Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mayur Unicorters Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Dani from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, it's my pleasure to host the senior management of Mayur Unicorters. We have with us Mr. Suresh Kumar Poddar, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Vinod Sharma, CFO of the company. We will begin the call with opening remarks from Mr. Sharma and then move to Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rahul. Good afternoon, dear investors and analysts. It's a great pleasure to address you as we reflect on the past years and look forward to the future of the company. Your support and trust in Mayur Unicorters have been instrumental in our success, and we are honored to share with you the performance of Mayur. Thanks for giving your precious time to join Mayur Unicorters Limited Q2 FY25 conference call. Mayur Unicorters Limited, being a market leader in the synthetic leather industry and an organized player, has been able to leverage the emerging opportunities and delivered exemplary performance in past years, both in national and international business markets. Now, I would like to start with financial highlights for Q2 FY25 under review, and we will also give replies to your queries after our review of the financial results for the quarter. The company has achieved the revenue from operations on a standalone basis is 216.36 crores, PBT 54.71 crores, and PAT 41.43 crores. In the quarter, the standalone revenue increased by 11%, PBT and PAT have increased by 20% and 19% respectively on Q basis. The revenue from operation on consolidated basis is 208 crores, PBT 50.56 crores, and PAT 39.84 crores. In the quarter, the revenue and PBT have decreased 2%, but PAT has increased 7%. Our endeavor is to make the company a preferred supplier for the leading OEMs, especially in the U.S. and European regions. As informed earlier, we have been selected and received some good orders for OEM supplies to new models in export markets, and based on that, our OEM exports are expected to increase. As informed earlier, we have been selected and received some good orders for our OEM supplies to new models in export markets, and based on that, our OEM export sales are expected to increase further in this year and in coming 2 years. The supply to some new models has already started, and some models are expected to start in coming quarters, so that we are hoping for a good performance in these 3 years. Further to start general and furnishing segment business in the European market, we have acquired and set up a subsidiary company to start trading activities in Lithuania to cater to the European market and the nearby markets in the furnishing segment. While pursuing our business interest, Mayur Unicorters has also been endeavoring to fulfill our responsibilities towards society. Under the corporate social responsibilities programs, we have contributed towards the regular plantations, and almost 15,000 plants we have already planted and have a plan to do it at large scale in coming years. The company has also adopted many happy schools for education of children. The company has worked on education for all and underprivileged children. Various healthcare initiatives, especially child skill development, water for all, sanitation at the school area, distribution of books, bags, clothes, etc., and most importantly, family planning and family welfare schemes in nearby villages. The state government has also recognized these initiatives taken by Mayur on various platforms, and I'm thankful to all the investors for their valuable time to those who have become a part of this earnings call. With this positive note, I'd like to conclude and request you all to open the forum for questions, and I also request that the time for this call is 45 minutes. Therefore, please avoid repeated questions, and because of certain reasons, we will avoid to discuss volume data. So please avoid the volume data. And secondly, I'm also giving you, because in later stage you ask the questions for segment-wise breakup, so I'm giving you at this initial stage only the breakup of the segment results for the quarter. You can note down our total 216 crores total revenue. The breakup is export general 25 crores, export OEM 60 crores, auto OEM 40 crores, auto replacement 37, footwear 43 crores, furnishing 7, and others 4. The export is 85 out of 216 and domestic is 132, which is 40% and 60% in ratio. And if we take the OEM supplies total out of 216, then 137 crores is OEM supply, which comes to 63% of total sales revenue for the quarter. And other than OEM is 79%, which is 37%. And if we see the increase in sell value, then it is an 11% increase over the last quarter and 19% increase on Y basis. And if we see the increase in quantity or volume, then 7.5% increase on quarter-to-quarter basis and 9% increase on Y basis. So it's an overall picture of volume and sales segment. Now we can start question answers, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Avnish Chandra from SMIFS. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for that, sir, and Vinod, sir, on a strong set of numbers. Sir, in previous calls, we have talked about several plans. So we just wanted to understand in terms of actual numbers, what are the CapEx plan we have for the next 2 years and what are the capacity, what kind of thing we are doing in that CapEx?
2 years.
That's my first.
The next 2 years CapEx, still we have 20% extra capacity at the moment. And of course, we are thinking to go to Mexico. We have put up a plant there, but because of this America and Mexico, this election, they postponed it for the time being. Now within next 3 months, we'll take a decision. Otherwise, also, we don't put up there one, definitely one line we will put up here the next 6 months or 9 months. The way things are moving, I don't know what will happen to next quarter, but it looks all right.
So you can, everything goes as per your plan, what would be the ballpark figure of CAPEX we can think of over next 2 years?
CAPEX over next 2 years, what will be this CAPEX amount? Amount-wise.
CAPEX to...
It is not the right time to tell you the exact amount of CAPEX. Yes, we have planned to put a plant in Mexico, US. Then it would be around 250 crores CAPEX. And it's a regular CAPEX in here in India. We are doing for the upgradation and time to time. Yes, we are doing for the upgradation of the machineries and capacity enhancement.
Sure, sir. Understood. And sir, your commentary on the PU side and footwear recovery, anything happening on that side?
The footwear is down because BIS problem and all that. But we are working very seriously on branded footwears. You see, their prices are good and the business are stable. So we are working. We have submitted good quantity of samples to 3-4 foreign brands, and they are showing our material by making the final product to their customers. I think in next 6 months' time, we will come to know. And if that has happened, then it will be good for footwear. So that we will come to know after 6 months only, how we are moving. Although we have made not less than 500 different kind of samples. We are taking it up to the market. So definitely something will come out, and once it starts coming out, it will continue. Biggest thing is that once these kind of products are approved, then they buy from the same supplier, you know. They don't go here and there.
And the PU side?
PU.
So PU, you see, we are at the moment 1/3 capacity. And the product which I am talking to you for foreign brands, they are mostly on PU.
Okay. And the last thing, sir, on the BMW business is that we are doing a very small quantity. When the regular large quantity will start, BMW?
Already started.
BMW, we have started already.
But that was a small quantity. We said in the last quarter that good volume will start sometime.
The small quantity.
So large volume has started already. By fourth quarter or by February, March, we'll have between 20,000 to 25,000 yards per month.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I will come back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Shah from Kirik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Can I join a bit late? So I missed your answer. I wanted to understand the top, you know, there is no growth on the top line for H1. So when do we expect the volume growth to come, or absolute growth in the top line? And second, between standard and consolidated, the last year base is different in both. So I could be missing something. If you could just explain me what is the difference between the growth rates year over year between standard and console look different. These are my two questions.
Growth.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
See, you know that footwear growth was less. And automotive, OEM, export.
If you see
a fantastic growth.
If you see the growth, then export growth is 36% overall export growth, and volume wise is a 22%, and in domestic 4% volume wise growth is there already.
You see, because the footwear has gone down because of BIS, I told you, and
yes,
then further automotive growth was not very. How much is the automotive OEM growth?
Automotive OEM growth 20% auto replacement and
auto mila ke
the 20%.
It is no growth, but same quantity. Auto OEM domestic I am talking.
Okay. Got it. So that's also in this numbers what you gave, 22% volume growth in export is for H1, right? Half year. And domestic Chartaka is also for half year.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, realistically, what sort of, when do you expect, the domestic to bounce back and, show a growth on an absolute top line basis? This year, H2 or next year, how do you see the scenario?
Domestic.
You see, domestic is very up and down. I can't say too much. But we are concentrating very much on export. Because export there is a big potential, and then the margin is also very good. So we are concentrating more on this. Automotive, OEM, domestic may increase little bit, but I don't think much in the footwear this year also. I'm talking about domestic. But as I told you, footwear, we are working very seriously on exports. am branded products. So if that comes on, of course it will start, but it will go gradually. In this year you will not see much difference. This year also the difference will be on export. Domestic, so not too much.
Footwear is not growing. So that's 43 crore revenue out of 216 crore, correct?
130.
So how much is footwear?
Footwear is 43 crore.
So this is a segment which is not growing for you?
Yeah.
So out of 216, 43 crore segment is not growing for you. Right. So the rest of the 173 crore, what we have done, out of that, 85 crore is exports.
Just 37 crore was the sale in last year, footwear, and this year it is 43 crore. So if you see, the increase is also there. Last year, July to September, 37 crore. And now it is 43 crore. So increase is there.
No, yaar, ye. Kab tak ka hai, ye theek se dekho.
Ye quarter ka hai. July to September, same quarter. Same quarter.
So, sir, what is this, which segments are pulling your growth down? Then, if footwear has grown marginally, and this 85 crore exports out of 216 crore, must have also grown. So then, what is it that is pulling it down there?
No?
Wait, can you
yes, out? Yes. So, again? So, 216 crore mein se, 85 crore hai, wo export hai apna, barabar? Abhi, this, ye 85 crore mein kaafi achha growth kiya hoga compared to last year, because it is exports.
Correct.
Aur, हाँ तो जो दूसरा जो है वो सब डोमेस्टिक है तो डोमेस्टिक में से कौन सा सेगमेंट इज पुलिंग अस डाउन सो फुटवेयर इज 43 करोर एंड देन द अदर सेगमेंट्स आर आल्सो नॉट ग्रोइंग मीनिंग
रिप्लेसमेंट इज आल्सो ग्रोइंग रिप्लेसमेंट
अरे देखो ना यार क्या कहता है 37
करोर
37 और पहले क्या था ये देखिए ना
ये है पहले 30 करोर सो रिप्लेसमेंट इज
रिप्लेसमेंट मार्केट हैज ग्रोन 20%
यस
OEM domestic has
reduced. OEM domestic has reduced. Replacement has increased. And
domestic कितना reduced हुआ बताइए ना.
Domestic has reduced आपका OEM का around 10%.
Okay. Sir, it will be great if you can just give out this number in a press release so that the investors can absorb the numbers before the call. It will have a better discussion on the call and not. So my second question is on the gross profit. Our gross profit has grown.
So,
you see, why domestic OEM is down? You try to understand there is a lot of new companies are coming and they are just throwing the material. Now we are in every segment, we are very considerable, we do only that business which I have got reasonable margin. That's why we are moving automotive OEM and domestic where the low price material we are not supplying. We are getting away.
Achha.
You understand?
Yes sir, very good.
So this is because of the prices.
Because of the prices. Okay. So, ये जो gross profit जो अपना बड़ा है,
we concentrate more on the bottom line. Just for the top line, we don't do business. We have to see that the minimum profit of margin, if it is so, what I think, then only I go to that type of a model. Otherwise, I don't go.
Got it. एंड सर ये जो मेक्सिको में हम जब बात कर रहे हैं फैक्ट्री लगाने की सो देयर विल वी बी हम लोग स्क्रैच से चालू करेंगे मैन्युफैक्चरिंग या यहाँ काफी करके वहाँ भेजेंगे और फिर वहाँ फिनिशिंग होगा
नहीं वही होगा
वो अभी डिसाइड नहीं है पहले अभी नेक्स्ट 3 months में वी हैव टू सी द मेक्सिको पोजिशन बिकॉज हाउ इज द रिलेशन बिटवीन USA and Mexico, because USA is not happy with China, and in Mexico, a lot of Chinese companies are there, which Americans are not satisfied. So how America and Mexico relationship moves. So those all things will come in the picture in next 3 to 4 months' time. Then only we will take the decision. We have finalized the machinery, we have finalized the, place, everything. But we have not done it. But as soon as we take a decision, within 4-5 months, the production will start.
तो फिर स्क्रैच से शुरू होगा कि यहाँ से बना के भेजेंगे फिर करेगा तो वो
ट्रेनिंग बना के तो भेज ही
रहा आज भेज रहे हैं बना के तो आज भी जाएगा
आज भी तो सारा बन के ही जा रहा है वहाँ यहाँ से मेक्सिको नहीं तो नहीं लगाएंगे तो यहाँ से भेजेंगे
प्रोडक्शन
नहीं रुकेगी
हमारी तो कंटिन्यू रहेगी
करेक्ट 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 और जब मैन्युफैक्चरिंग होगा तो वो स्क्रैच से ही होगा वहाँ पर
हाँ जी
हाँ वहाँ एकदम स्क्रैच से होगा
कैसे होगा वो फिर भी प्रॉपर मेड इन मेक्सिको ओके Got it. ठीक है सर, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritika Garg, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question is relating to PVC. Firstly, on the export front, we've done about 85 crores in total this quarter. Is it possible to give a breakup of how much of this was from US? In percentage terms?
Push jo export OEM hua hai, isme how much percentage is US and South Africa? Because we OEM we are supplying to US and South Africa.
Okay.
Percentage.
And you were also supplying to Far East, right?
So immediately I'll give you the percentage, but immediately I don't have that number. So you can send me the query on my mail and or WhatsApp. I'll reply.
Okay, sure. And secondly, my question again on PVC only is for domestic. So we did see a slowdown in the OEM segment and even, I mean, the auto numbers are coming out. How do we see this panning out for the next 6 months?
OEM domestic. Because of PVC
slowdown. Because of competition.
Not change. Whatever we have done this 6 months, I think 6 months also will remain same. Because you know,
so
the sales goes down in the month of December. Because everybody wants to buy the next new year model. So I don't think that this 6 months auto OEM will be changed.
Okay. So auto OEM will remain the same. And Mr. Sharma also mentioned in his opening remarks that good growth is expected in this year in export OEM. So what kind of percentage growth can we expect in export OEM? And like last quarter, we have reduced our guidance for revenue.
अभी जो चल रहा है हमारा export OEM में growth, है ना? वो उसी speed से चलेगा, थोड़ा सा better हो सकता है in coming years.
Okay, but BMW order is going to keep increasing, right?
We have told now BMW order we have got full-fledged supply will start from
Q4.
This is October.
Q4.
Maybe January, February already started increasing. Every month it is increasing. The full volume which they have said will be from maybe you can say from February or March. But it is increasing every month.
Okay. And so what, according to you, is the biggest risk for your business in the U.S. market right now?
I have no risk.
Are you fearful of anything? Okay.
I have no risk.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
So in one of the calls, you mentioned that you entered into PU segment because PVC was stagnant and there was increasing competition. So why is there the competition cannot enter into the PU segment like it has entered into the PVC segment?
कि PU में आप इसलिए गए कि PVC में काफी competition increase हो रहा है. तो क्या PU में आपका competition?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Rishabh sir, are you online?
Yes, yeah. I'm online.
Yeah.
You see, in any business, there is always competition. PVC is competition, PU is competition with the whole world. Otherwise, I could have moved to 3-shift immediately. Lot of material coming from China with under-invoicing, in spite of increasing the, import duty and anti-dumping duty, still material is coming in a $3 material is coming in $1. Now, when I put up a anti-dumping duty, where the price doesn't matter, it is 46 cents per meter. Now they have started manipulating in quantity. So that is the problem. So government is fighting with China, and hopefully the things should be better. That's why I told you already that we are working with the big brands, and there I have no problem for the prices. So it will take some time. We are moving on that seriously. As I told you, that more than 1,000 samples we have made and given it to them. They are making the end product, showing it to their customers. And they have started asking us small quantity. So that thing will move forward, because I am concentrating for these, and they all buy maximum 80% in PU.
Okay. And so what would be the market size of the PVC or PVC currently Mayur is catering to, and how could the size change in the next 5 years?
Market share is not.
See, there are a lot of unorganized companies. It is very difficult to say the share, because there are more than 100 factories in India. So how I tell you the share? The share has got nothing to do with us. We have to see the premium product which is bought by different segments. There we are moving. See, with the quantity, what is our share, you will not understand anything, because they are very, very cheap material, which we will never be able to make it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riham Goyal from Spark PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. In the beginning, you had given a segment-wise revenue breakup. Wo 216 crore mein se 7 crore kya tha?
Furnishing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Pichha from Multi-Act PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, wanted to understand one thing. In last few quarters, our other expenses have been around 34-35 crores. This quarter, it has gone up to almost close to 43 crores. So what is the reason for that?
Actually, it has two impacts. One is increase in ocean freight because of this Suez Canal issue. And second one is we have dispatched the material from here, India, and that material has reached, but could not go ultimately to the customer. Okay? It has increased only the inventory at the warehouse. So the expenses incurred on clearance the port, in dispatched material from the port, that's why this sea freight as well as clearance, custom clearance expenses has clubbed into the other expenses. Comparatively, revenue has not reported because ultimately the sale was not there in last quarter. It has come in this quarter.
Okay, so the revenue will come in this quarter and expenses have already been booked in the
previous
quarter.
Yes, because the
material. Expenses to wahi rahega.
Nahi, especially
shipment ka expenses to wahi rahega. Wo kahan se reduce?
Jo apna already increase ho gaya inventory, uske upar wo shipment ka expense aayega. 5 crore.
So can you quantify that amount? How much is that?
Say for the amount.
What amount?
Sorry?
the extra expenses that have come in this quarter, can you quantify that amount? How much is that?
It is not possible to tell you right now.
Immediately.
You can ask us, we will find out and tell you.
All right, fine. And the difference between standalone and consolidated revenue is also because of the same reason, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
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 Okay. And that is booked in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir, a question now. In the domestic OE, you said that there's a lot of competition in some players who are very aggressive in terms of price. So have we kind of exited the segment in domestic OE? Because the degrowth which we see is in volume terms seems much sharper than, you know, what the end auto PV sector has grown in Q2.
Your voice is not clear. Can you repeat your question, please? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm audible.
Just a minute. No, you speak something?
Yeah, I'm audible now.
Yeah, it's now.
Yeah, I'm saying that if a domestic PV industry volume decay, they have grown marginally in volume terms in second quarter versus the performance we have seen in domestic OE, we have seen a double-digit degrowth. So even if you adjust for the realization draw, in volume terms, we have seen a degrowth for us. It seems like that. So
voice is breaking, dear.
Any segment or have we lost any business in domestic OE?
No.
The business, we have not lost any business in domestic OE.
No.
So what explains the degrowth in domestic OE for us?
Reason in degrowth on domestic OE.
See, as I told you, that we are only working on higher segments. Lower segment we are not working. And because of the sales was like that only. Automotive sale is not very good. It is okay, not bad. But it is not growing the way it was supposed to grow.
So the higher segments have grown even in this quarter for the industry. But how many have we automotive OE ka figures? 40 crores against 47 crores. Almost 15% drop hai.
Every company has got different types.
In quarter, models, it depends on the models. Sometimes
you see, every price and profit depends on model to model. You don't know which model is supplied in last quarter, which models are supplied in this quarter. Maybe in this quarter, the certain models which are of less price, that might have been done. From quantity point of view, it is same. From sales amount point of view, it is little bit down. Maybe the model where our margin is less, maybe that model has been produced more. But quantity wise, it is same.
Okay, just two questions. Export, can you give a similar figure for last year? Export OE and export general? How much we did in same quarter last year?
Export OE is 38 crores and general 15 crores.
Last quarter.
FY24, Q2?
Yes,
FY24,
Q2. Yeah. Okay, just last question. You know, in the starting of the call, in the commentary, you said that you've seen an increased order in export. So is this from, can you just give some color? Are these from similar customers or
No, your voice is breaking. Your voice is breaking.
Yeah. Am I audible now?
No, you are audible now.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Customers are changing time to time. No customers are fixed. But one thing I can tell you, we are not losing any business because of our, quality problem or price problem or delivery problem. That is not happening. Whatever up and down, it is because the production is automotive OEMs are up and down.
No, sir, what
I have not lost a single customer.
In the past, Ford, Chrysler, and now Mercedes used to be a good part of our overall exports. So, this new wins, are those from the same OEs or, if you can just give some color, which customers, which OEs, regions are we seeing this increase in demand?
Same OEM,
but
different OEM, obviously.
Ford and who
else? Models we are doing.
Model we are doing or Ford Motor Company export we are doing. कुछ मॉडल साइड हुआ
है. Have you heard?
Yeah, I heard. Oh, sure. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
को बोलो इतना प्रिसाइजली बताना बहुत मुश्किल.
The next question is from the line of Kiran from Label 3 Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, couple of basic questions. From a growth perspective, as we look ahead into FY26, right, specifically on OEM exports and OEM general, not the PU, sir, just the PVC, how do you look through the growth? Because, I know the orders keep changing from the OEM customers, but from a meters perspective, we had certain commitments where we would have tripled our meters, number of meters in 2 years. That was the comment or on some channel's video. So if you could just tell us how FY26 is looking, or is it going to be as similar to FY25? Just OEM export general and PVC, sir.
Projected. That's it.
Next year का पूछ
रहे हैं. FY25 जैसा ही FY26 रहेगा कि कुछ इसमें better होगा.
Better तो होगा ही.
तो
अगर होगा.
Yeah. ऑलरेडी हमने बताया
एक्सपोर्ट की बात कर रहा
हूँ. हाँ, एक्सपोर्ट में स्पेशली बेटर होगा.
गॉट इट. इफ यू कैन जस्ट क्वांटिफाई इन टर्म्स ऑफ मीटर्स, सर, आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड द वैल्यू मे गो अप एंड डाउन बिकॉज ऑफ डिफरेंट मॉडल्स, बट जस्ट इन टर्म्स ऑफ मीटर्स, व्हाट इज द एक्सपेक्टेड मीटर्स इन FY25 OEM, सर, जस्ट प्योरली एक्सपोर्ट,
दैट वी कांट टेल यू राइट नाउ.
इट विल ग्रो.
यस.
Okay. I mean, grow by 20%, 10%, what is the current estimate?
How can we tell that? It all depends on the market. But I can simply say that it will grow. Because and it all depends on how the automotive industry grows. But I am telling from the point of view that we are getting most of the time new models or old models which we were not supplying. I'm telling you on that basis.
Fantastic. Understood, sir. Understood. Sir, the second question that I had was in terms of two sub-questions. Again, this is a bookkeeping question. Our gross margin increased this quarter from 44 to 47%. Is it because of product mix or our PVC prices have fallen, right? Because other companies where you track PVC prices, they keep saying that prices have fallen. So is the margin, gross margin expansion because of PVC prices or because our OEM एक्सपोर्ट मिक्स हैज इंक्रीज?
दोनों की वजह से.
दोनों
थोड़ा बहुत.
दोनों दोनों रीजन है. दोनों रीजन है.
गॉट
इट. बिकॉज ऑफ इंक्रीज इन एक्सपोर्ट. मेजरली इट इज ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ इंक्रीज इन एक्सपोर्ट.
अच्छा. तो सर लास्ट क्वेश्चन, बुक कीपिंग क्वेश्चन है मेरा. तो
किरण सर, कैन यू प्लीज कम बैक इन द क्यू फॉर फर्दर क्वेश्चन? थैंक यू. The next question is from the line of Jasmine Kaur from Fortuna Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. My name is Gurvinder Juneja. I am with Fortuna Investment Advisors. I have two questions, sir. One is, as we understand, the growth in Q2 has been largely from the export OEM bucket of your revenue. And so we were thinking the gross margins at the company level should have gone up. They have gone up, but not as per, you know, what we understand. So is it the case that the gross margins in the domestic business have gone down this quarter? That's my first question. My second question, sir, is that there is a fair value gain on investments in your first half FY25. We wanted to understand that what is this fair value gain on your investment book. Thank you.
Margin bada hai, bada definitely bada hai, lekin itna nahi bada jitna badhna chahiye tha. To
kaise bol rahe hain kitna badhna chahiye?
Wo aap basis uska aap basis batayenge ki bada hai but utna nahi bada jitna badhna chahiye, to aapke hisab se kitna badhna chahiye tha?
Sir, the growth is primarily from the export.
Hello.
Yes.
Please tell one thing. You just go to all the leather cloth industries in the world and find out their data, how much gross margin, how much PAT they are doing. Like ours, you will not find one company in the whole world who is making the kind of a profit we are making. I'm not talking about top line. I'm talking about bottom line. So please check up. You see, we have to compare with the industry to industry. I mean, we are in artificial leather industry. So you have to compare with artificial leather industry. How the artificial leather industry is doing in the whole world. This is my challenge. Not even one company you can find better than our company in the bottom line. I'm talking about artificial leather. So it is very difficult to say. We are trying our best to get more and more model. Even we are trying to snatch the old models which is done by somebody else. But you see, automotive is, you see, why our stock has increased. They have given certain requirement that, okay, this quarter we will buy this much. But suddenly, if their business is down, they suddenly stop. So the stock increases. Suddenly their, you know, requirement comes in. So many times we have to supply by air, you know. So it is very difficult to 100% tell you. Even the OEMs are not able to predict properly. So many times it's different. We can tell you that, okay, whether it will increase or not increase or decrease. It is very difficult to say quantum. You understand my point? Hello.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. The current participant has been disconnected. We'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Ritika Garg, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
And so I have just one question. We did 85 crores of exports this quarter. When do we plan to reach 100 by?
Each quarter, 85 by 100.
Difficult to say, but of course next year it should happen.
Soon you will see. Soon you will see.
26.
And FY26, do we plan to reach 1,000 crores of revenue?
FY26, 1,000 crores of revenue. So we are expecting it should happen. Okay.
Hmm.
We are trying our best to make sure that it should happen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Closing remarks.
Thanks all of you in participating and asking so many questions. What is in your mind is good. But you know, every question to reply 1-2 point is very difficult. You know, in short, we can say whether we are going to improve or not, and little bit percentage here and there. Is, you see, we are working on organized sectors, and we work on their requirements, whatever they predict. Every month they predict something, and it is always different. You know, sometimes it is less, sometimes more. But I am very happy, and we will like you to ask as many questions as you can ask. We are here to reply your questions as far as possible. And the certain questions which we said, it is not possible to tell because those figures are not here. You are free to ask us, send us a letter, we will reply you. And once again, thank you all. And simply I can say that your company is going to grow regularly. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.